Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
So just a few days ago, we had the new budget forecast coming from our fine state of Minnesota, and what is it telling us?
Well, it tells us good news in a bad news type story. So what it says is we still have deficits projected. They're just not as bad as we thought.
Okay.
So we're looking at $200 million to the good side in what the projected deficit was. So essentially it's about $1 billion, $994 million projected deficit. And what that means is we're fundamentally still on a roller coaster ride when it comes to the state budget.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was when you mentioned this deficit. You're talking about just through the end of this biennium, correct?
Correct.
It's a lot more grim when we look at the next biennium, from what I understand.
Yeah, this is just for the short term, and you know, we all have to constantly be reminded that in Minnesota we have to balance our checkbook.
Yes.
Unlike the federal government, we don't just have printing machines in the corner that can just roll out more money. We have a balanced budget approach in Minnesota. But in the long term, in the next biennium, $5.8 billion.
Now, one of the things that, you know, kind of always occurs to me when you see those projections is I'm not sure exactly what sort of voodoo science they use on doing that. But, you know, I kind of get the sense that maybe with the idea of being conservative, they are sort of looking at perhaps a worst-case scenario. Do you think that's possible?
Well, they typically, you know, the economists that deal in these numbers are numbers folks. You know, mm-hmm. they don't look at the rosy side of anything. They look at the numbers and they do look at trends. And essentially what they're telling us is that, you know, we all are aware of the economic struggles that we have faced as a state and as a nation. What they're saying that in Minnesota specifically, the recovery is going to happen, but it's going to happen at a much slower pace than we could you know, feasibly handle within the current budgeting system. So that will lag, thus causing one of many factors causing a future deficit.
Now, that's assuming that all the other metrics stay the same. In other words, no changes in the tax rates, no changes in other sorts of revenue-producing things, right?
That's correct. That's correct. So, you know, that's really, you know, where the legislature gets involved, is that those numbers are based on assumptions that nothing changes.
Right.
With that being the case, what those numbers present is you have to change something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
you either
where,
have to cut your expenses or raise revenue.
Yeah. And what we've seen, you know, some very strong fundamental differences in how we handle this, you know, the budgeting problem in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You got the we're not going to raise tax a lick folks. And we have the we want to raise taxes and, you know, tax the rich, tax businesses, you know, increase revenues and then just keep status quo on programs. The answer has to be in the middle.
Sure.
The next governor of this state, whether they like it or not, will be a reformist
mm-hmm.
because they have to be. Clearly, we're on a path that's not working, and the budget numbers show it.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on how this is addressed because that's really where the rubber meets the road.
That's right.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.